Since Phoenix Police Department is failing to protect me because I live in Houston and HPD told me I had to finally talk to Phoenix Police Department about this stalker of mine, and he made a falsified documentation against me, falsified police report against me, and also falsified a protection order. So I just did go to the FBI website and go to civil rights undercover law violation. So I did a complaint against Phoenix Police Department. So the feds knocking on your door, along with Cynthia Gonzalez. I can't stand Cynthia Gonzalez. I want to keep her behind. And Peter, the person who made it, who signed this falsified documentation last year by the stalker, is dishonorable. I'm gonna never call you honorable. Dishonorable Peter Runstein. Peter Runstein signed the documentation, did not verify that. First of all, before you make a protection order, you must verify that you just can't make a claim. It has to be evidence. There was no evidence. First of all, I've never been to Phoenix, Arizona. And then this dude said that I had talked to his cousin. No, he talked to my cousin. I see. Continue to talk to him as a tenth, saying that, like, misinterpreting that, hey, for other people. But my interpretation was, okay, leave my family and I'm going to talk to yours. So, like, back off. Okay, wasn't like I'm going to talk to his cousin. Okay. Then, and other things saying that I was just, they said that I compare him to Selena and myself to Yolanda. No, in reverse, y'all heard on podcast back last year, I compared him to Yolanda so far. And I can relate to Selena because we were, you know, considered a friend. We were some type of friends online before. February 5th, 2002, he was laughing at Mr. Gondo, you know, black skin amazing channel, bashing me, not bashing Mr. Gondo, okay? When I see people two-faced like that, we can't be friends, okay? So I told him, I said, leave me alone. Then he said I made a racial story about him being mixed. Okay, he has a PNA version of what multiracial is, but according to dictionary, it's a having two races or more in the answers with Wikipedia, okay? And also Dish.com. We're not going by the peanut version of his version of multiracial is. So, first of all, if anyone, if I show my, we call my full stamp accounts and other applications, show that I don't go along with, I don't go by one job rule. I don't have a pure African-American background. I have a mixed race African-American background, and I do put black, white, American, and Spanish because my background is African-American. French, pure English, Scottish, Negro. Well, I know I have Scottish ancestry, to leave more ancestry on my mom, like dad's mother's side, okay, big mom, okay? I found the same master with Scottish English, okay? It's my fifth grandfather, John Corns. So, Corns, excuse me. Anyway, came from New Jersey to the South, okay? Anyway, let me tell that. But this dude said that I called made fun of him about him being mixed. That's not true. He made fun of me being more black and having mixed ancestry and maybe it's in that he don't consider me multiracial. He is made said something saying about me that said him that he done. Okay, so I don't have to go further. But it was a falsified documentation signed by a dishonorable Peter Rustin. You signed a falsified documentation as a judge. I can't complain, which I did, to FBI under call law violation. You can be in trouble. So both you and stupid Cindy, okay, Gonzalez, signed the documentation, did not verify, let this man lie under oath, okay? You let this man lie under oath. So he can continue to commit crimes against me, against Golden Goddess, against Amanda Robles. I'm going to mention against Anger by Racial, against Hybrid Vigor, and Jojo Davis, and other people, future score the only people on social media, because I'm going by their screen names and some of their real names, okay? All right? We are all victims of Mr. I almost said his name. Okay, the stalker. We already know. We'll put in initials M, Ara, S. Sometimes talk about R because it's a abbreviation of his first name, but this man is. He's M-R-S. Okay? I'm going by his initials. Okay, so can I mention his real name? You sign a documentation that's falsified, and you sit there and violate my second civil rights because it's a documentation I cannot clarify on. This man violated my civil rights. And violate you, violate y'all, both y'all, two stupid judges. Violate my civil rights, not fair, violate everything this man's saying. The reason why he went, which is a year ago, to LAPD and lied because he knew I had evidence. Because one thing that HPD, shout out to HPD, because I criticized his police department for not doing their job at the time, but one particular investigator told me back in June, I did everything. I went to the FBI and kind of them. They said, if he ever come to my house, because he did lie to Judge Gonzalez, he said that I came to his house, I lied to Peter, Judge Peter Ringstein. I ain't never been to Phoenix. Can you show me a plane ticket, a bus ticket? And if I didn't go to Phoenix, I'll go see Rihanna. Probably get in trouble. I'm gonna clean. Probably get in trouble on stage and then start twerking, which starts saying for other stuff. Anyway, just to be, I would never go to this fool house. I don't want to do it near me. I want to do it legal. He been harassing me since 31st December, 2022, and I want this to stop. He continued to do this. I sent a cease and desist letter to his residences. His former residence. He got a copy of it, and just because I said he's supposed to follow by that, he didn't spell. He has shared documentation he's supposed to share on Discord. I've told the FBI that too. He has violated the law. He has a record of violating law along with falsified documentation when he gets arrested. You have let this criminal continue to commit crime against me and also slander my name, which is a falsified documentation. Falsified me as a criminal when actually you're the criminals. Okay? You let this man continue to commit crime against me while this man lied to you. So I want this stalker arrested. He better not come here, man. Because the officer told me from HPD, they're not going to help this man because I provide evidence and evidence and did not falsify nothing. He falsified everything. They say if he ever comes near me, he's arrested. You hear that, fool? You come near me, you're arrested. You can tell Gonzalez that too. And I'm gonna put, and that's why I did an FBI report on her behind. And to FBI, if you're listening, I want these two judges arrested. I want pressure on both Cindy Gonzalez and also Judge Peter Ringstein, and any police officer involved, these police officers who let this happen, I want them to get in trouble for police misconduct, okay? And it's official oppression. I know it's official code in Texas. I mean, I know it's in Texas, but here in Texas, but not in Arizona. I want all these people involved automatically arrested because this man has made my life miserable. I continue talking about this because I'm defending myself. I'm not gonna say here that I'm mistreated. One thing about me, first off, anyone knows when someone do some crime to me or do some bad to me, I'm defending myself. I'm not gonna sit here and wait for someone to defend for me. Okay? You don't like me to defend myself on social media, then you can kiss my behind, okay? But I want this man arrested now. I want everyone in the party, including Cindy Gonzalez, you already been arrested before in El Paso, Texas. I want her arrested child and darken the time to exonerate me. And also want Peter Ringstein. I want FBI. So today I just did the tip. FBI to report against all four reports involved. Phoenix Police Department, this fool here, can I mention his name? Cindy Lane Gonzalez Warnicky and Peter Ringstein. Peter Ringstein is the one who signed his documentation back in April of last year. You signed a falsified documentation trying to exonerate somebody, not knowing this man is a liar. And he lied under oath. So, you and Cindy, stupid. I want to cuss him because I'm in public. I want to call her to be worse about it. You let this fool continue to lie under oath. You took his side. So now I'm going to get all y'all in trouble. You did not know, as an American citizen's country, I can get a judge in trouble. I can get a police officer in trouble. It's one thing to my audience out this podcast. If you have been exonerated or falsified by a police department or mistreated by police, because you can go, it is your right to go to the FBI website and file a civil rights violation under color law violation. And it'll get these people in trouble and they back strip, and they road strip. I'm not gonna play with, leave me alone. Me talking to me, contacting his bosses about his illegal behavior is because I want justice. Okay? I'm not gonna stop talking to this and sort of cuss this shit is over. I want it to be permanently over in my favor. And I want this man to permanently leave me alone. One thing, I don't play the punk up in here. You can try to tell me I don't want to hear no stupid dog on false into the Bible. You're not gonna tell me to be a punk in this situation. I want this man gone. Okay? He started this mess on December 31st, 2022. He needs to stop. He continued to what he had done before to other people. Including those who are famous. I mean, if I provide that information, did it let you know this man has a serious problem? And whoever his handler is, he's in trouble too. Because I do believe, in my opinion, he belongs to a satanic cult. This man is satanic. This man is demonic. He's evil. Y'all see him take his lies. So, I put y'all behind on blast to the FBI. Do y'all really want the feds to come knocking at your door and lose your doggone license as a judge and as a lawyer and as a police officer? Lose your badge. Okay, then leave me the F-U-C-K alone, okay? Don't have this man harass me again. If I come contact the Phoenix Police Department, since he lives in Arizona, you need to get his ass arrested. Okay, I want him gone. So leave me the fuck alone. If any police officer trying to get me indicted, I'm going to get your ass in trouble for official oppression. Penal Code 39% here in Texas. Trust me, I know how to get a police officer in trouble. A lot of police officers do not like me. Because I know how to get their ass in trouble and get their badges stripped. Trust me, I will do it in a heartbeat. You're human. You're not God. Stop acting like your badge is God. Okay? This man needs to leave me the hell alone, and I want him gone. Leave me alone. I'm going to fight for justice. Tooth and nail, trust me. That's why I'm not scared of y'all. Okay? He has made my life miserable. He has came to my residence when I was in the apartment. He has got me evicted. And I'm on investigation and ask, well, how he's connected with Israel Garcia, the judge here in Harris County, who has extensive criminal record. I don't know who let this man become judge. And his parents were involved in organized crime, drug trafficking, and money laundering. Yeah. We have criminals. It's sad. You want people who are criminals to reform themselves and they become part of law enforcement or judges. But then you got these people continue to be criminals while they have badges and robes. And they have license to be mental health counselors. This is pathetic. This is very demonic, satanic. It's like we live in the end of the world or something. Okay, so Peter, this armor Peter Rustin, you're behind, has been reported by the FBI by me. Cindy, you are been, your name's already been in this. I already got y'all behind many times. Your name is brought up. You won't be looking all like Ugly Betty, aka LaFaya, Cindy LaFaya in that picture. Okay, yeah, be shocked because I ain't scared you're behind. Thank you. And then to the stalker here, yeah, I'm gonna get you. I'm going to get you by doing any crime. I'm going to get my hands dirty. I'm going to get you behind and locked up. Because I have evidence. One thing about me, I don't lie to law. You do. And you have extensive criminal record where you, when you get arrested, you put fake names on your own. You lie on your dead daddy. Thank you. Dead. You put your own dead name on there. And your grandpa. I saw that. I said, what the hell? 100 years old. 1910. Who is Arizona? Come on now. Yeah, he put falsified fake names and birthdays and stuff. That's, you cannot be doing that. That's, you let this man continue to do this and commit crime, all y'all are getting arrested, including police officers too. Officer Powell, you want Officer Powell, right? Whatever her name is, you want your name. I meant your name last year. I put your name on the FBI list. And do you want them to investigate your behind and put your behind out your job and make you go to the fence for trying to indoctrinate somebody? I don't think so. A justice, abuse of power. Do you want that to be on your record? Then you better leave me alone too. You're not God. You're a piece of flesh with bones in it. And blood. Stop acting like a title makes you God.